Hello and welcome to the Parenting Tools podcast. My name is Jason.
And my name is Jordan. This is the podcast where myself and Jason talk about the relentless chaos and the hilarious beauty of being dads.
Nice to see that make a comeback.
Yeah, and it's still wrong.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
So John, how's your week been?
Oh, it's been a few weeks, hasn't it, since we last recorded?
Yeah.
And in that time, I have had a new nephew.
Oh my word, yes.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So my sister-in-law, yeah, shout out to Hannah and George. They had a baby, little Henry.
Oh, beautiful.
And I just forget how little newborns are.
you forget everything, yeah. Don't you? It's like an amnesia of a newborn.
Honestly, he's so, like, he was a little baby anyway. He was 5 pounds. The smallest baby I've ever held. He's so cute. So if anyone follows me on Instagram and has seen me with a newborn, it's not mine. But yeah, he's lovely. It's wonderful. One of those things. I always say babies are like fire. Newborns are like fire. They don't do anything, but you can't stop watching them. Mm. That's what it is. I just keep looking at him and think he's so wonderful. So yeah, shout out to them. It's been a nice addition to the family the last few weeks.
Oh, that's amazing. I always forget how little they do.
Yeah,
like they don't even laugh. They don't smile, do they? They only crack a smile when they're like passing wind. They're actual potatoes, aren't they? Just but really cute potatoes. Yeah.
He sleeps so much. He sleeps loads. Apart from
at
night time.
So tired so much.
Yeah. My brother-in-law George, there was one day and I thought, gosh, like, because I love the newborn stage. I know people say it's hard, and it is, you know, getting used to the sleep is tricky. But he said, oh, we slept better last night. He was only up every hour.
Oh my word.
And I just thought,
how are they coping? They're doing well, or is it like, yeah, is the tiredness really setting in?
They're obviously tired, but they've taken it like to parenthood so well. They look like complete naturals that have, you know, been there and done it before. And it's the first time for both of them, so yeah, they're doing really well.
So they've still got the adrenaline pumping through.
Yeah, 3 weeks in, I think it's wearing off a little bit.
Oh, that is amazing. All right,
what about you?
It has been a while. Oh, lots happened. I went to see my daughter's show.
Oh, tell us all about it.
However, do you know what was really embarrassing? Is that if you've not heard it already, on a previous episode, I was complaining about how much it cost and various other things to do with this show, I'd forgotten that M had put our podcast logo in the program. And so the first episode that they're all going to listen to is the one where I'm just complaining about that show. So I'm so sorry if you're listening and you were there. genuinely,
man.
I know it was expensive and all that, but like, I was so proud. Absolutely so proud. Man. My little 3-year-old has... I didn't know what to expect. I thought there'd be like following actions from the front. There was none of that. They'd all learnt it. My little 3-year-old doing a full 2 dance routines completely that she'd learned. And honestly, yeah.
So funny.
I loved it so much. I was so... like, it was so cute. And she still loves it now. She still does the dance at home. She makes us sit down and watch the whole thing. but... genuinely, I'm just so impressed. Like, it sounds weird, but she's crossing that barrier between toddler and child, and it's like I'm still amazed that she's learned how to do a 2.5-minute dance routine. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it's just, you think back to when they smiled and you were like ecstatic they've learned how to smile. Yeah. I'm still getting that sort of same feeling, and I'm sorry to say there will be many more in the future because she absolutely loved it.
Just and, sorry to say.
It's on my bank account, really. But as long as I can afford it, she'll keep doing it because she absolutely loved it. And now she's even trying to remember the older group's dances. She loved it so much.
That's hilarious.
I was very impressed. It was a very, very well-organized event. And it's just my first time being exposed to that kind of thing of children performing outside of like school or something. But no, it was very good. Enjoyed it quite a lot.
I've got literal tears from you, from Emily putting the logo in the program.
And all we're doing is complaining about it.
Oh, was it worth the £35 plus admin fee?
Yeah. it was, because it's... I don't think I quite understood like the level of experience that it provided. Not just like for me as a parent to watch, but for Noah to be in it. Like we had to drop her off early for the show, obviously for rehearsals, and just leave her there. Like obviously, other than preschool, she doesn't get dropped off places where you just leave. She's not in school yet, so that's not normal. But dropping her off at like little rehearsal things, she went and found her chair, got her snacks out her bag. She was just sat there like happily waiting. And then, like, you just leave. And it's, like, one step close to becoming, like, independent. But she's still buzzing from it now. And she's got a hoodie that has, like, her little dance logo on it. And she wears it all the time. She loves it so much. And I think, from that perspective, completely worth it. Because it's given, like, a new level of confidence. I didn't realize that, but, like... it correlates with her being more confident at like preschool and like with friends. Like she's a lot more confident now. She might just be growing up, but it's putting her in that environment more. And so, I take it back. It was nice.
Yeah, lovely.
That's really nice. And it all goes back to what Mr. P was saying. Do you know when he said about sport?
Yeah.
Being, you know, one of the most important things you can do for your kids. We had a few comments online saying it's not just sport, it's other activities like dance, theatre groups, you know, things where there's this team building, confidence building, all that kind of stuff. So all makes sense. I'm glad she enjoyed it. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it. Like there was an element where, so when I went to see it, that was the third time she was performing it. So it happened three times. It was Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Friday daytime.
Matinee.
It had ruined her sleep patterns. That's one I will stand by. She was a nightmare to deal with in the day. But on the Friday, she'd not sat through the whole show. And my wife didn't tell me that was the day that we were going to sit through the whole show as well. I thought we were just seeing Noah's bit and leaving.
Seeing her now, we're off.
Yeah. But then again, she loved watching all the others. And like, massive shout out to the, like, whatever, the club or anything, because all the helpers and that really, like, really involved. And so she trusts and likes all the little helpers, knows all their names and... check little helpers, they're like adults. It's not like Christmas. But yeah, it was just Like, it was worth it seeing her face as well, like, respond to that. And she's still in that phase where she could see us from the stage, and so she directed the dance towards us. She was just staring at us the whole way through. It was really funny.
Yeah, that is one of my biggest tips for parents, is if your child is in a production, a play or anything like that, is to film them when they're coming out on stage and catch them when they find you and just see their smile. It's honestly, I've seen videos of it online, but we did it with Luca in his nativity at Christmas, and he's there like scanning the room, and he's starting to get a bit worried when you can see like the in his face, like, where is he?
Yeah.
And then he catches my eye and his face just completely changed. Honestly, if any of you that are listening are going to a production, film them when they walk out, if you're allowed to.
We got some big news this week. Like many of the parents this week, we found out what school Noah got accepted into.
Ooh, did you get your choice?
We did, yeah.
That's a big old...
first choice. Yeah, I didn't realise that was such a big thing until I rocked up at nursery and there was other parents like being really upset because they didn't even get their first or second one. I was like, wow.
Really?
Didn't realise that was... I didn't realise it was so competitive. Like, what are you supposed to do? Take the headmaster out for like a meal?
Schmooze.
Schmooze them.
Schmooze the headmistress.
Give them a donation for new H2 pencils.
Yeah, sponsor their programmes and then complain about the cost.
But yeah, so that was a big step. She got the school that we wanted. It's now that feeling that in September she'll be going to school, and that's really...
yeah.
Really weird.
Mm.
Like, she still seems too small to go to school, but at the same time, she also doesn't. Like, she's grown up loads. Ready. But also that idea that she's going to go to school makes me feel old.
Well, we are old, mate.
Yeah, I know. That's a sad realisation, isn't it?
We old.
We saw the new Mean Girls. Have you seen this?
No, haven't.
It's Mean Girls remade, but as a musical.
Wow. No, I've not seen this.
If you want to feel old, watch that.
Okay.
Mean Girls is like a classic. It's like a cultural phenomenon.
It is now considered classic as well.
Yeah, and they even, obviously, they mention it in the film that this is not your mother's Mean Girls. It's like, I am old. Like, I'm old enough to be someone's parent. I am someone's parent. I am old.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so not sure about that one.
Yeah. I think I realised I was old when someone asked me if I'd heard of Skrillex, which is a musician.
Yeah.
And I said, is it on Xbox or PlayStation?
No, you're not that old. No, really.
This was about 15 years ago as well. So I've been old for a long time. Speaking of sleep patterns being thrown out of the window, the clocks went forward since our last episode recording.
They did.
It is so hard to get kids to go to bed when they're going, when our go-to is, look outside, it's dark. And they're like, well, hang on a second. And Myla, she's only two. She went, it's not bedtime. It's still morning. Because she knows that when it's light, it's morning. I'm like, dear me. So her blackout curtains are in full force, like darkening
honestly,
the house.
It's Noah keeps using that sentence from like Frozen, like the sky is awake, so why am I awake? And it was cute the first time. Not on the 52nd. But we actually broke our curtains. Because we've been hanging like a blanket over the top of the curtains because we don't have, like, it's not properly blackout. So we're like trying to make it so like Noah would sleep longer. And I shut the curtains the other day and I noticed it was like hanging by a thread. I touched that and it collapsed.
Oh,
dear. And so I had to get an old blackout blind and gaffer tape it around the windows.
What a dad.
Yeah, so I fixed it. That made me feel like a productive member of my household.
Yeah, well, someone's got to be. It might as well be you.
We've had some comments on YouTube.
Oh, speaking of productive dads.
Yeah, we've had a message from Kyle, and around WD-40.
Do you remember this? The guy who took WD-40 in to the hotel and fixed the hotel? The hospital.
The hospital,
and,
yeah.
And into the labour ward and fixed a squeaky door.
I do remember it quite well. Have you read this comment? You read it.
I have. So this has come from Kyle. It said, WD-40 can be corrosive, but won't show signs for at least a few years. Y'all only in there for a few days tops. But with my luck, I'd end up in the exact same room 2 years later as the corrosiveness begins to show itself again. So he said, yeah, brilliant. Fix it with WD-40, but knowing me, it'll be squeaking again when we go back for baby number two.
I didn't realise WD-40 causes corrosion.
I didn't either, but I also assumed it wouldn't ever wear off, but it makes sense that it would wear off.
Honestly, I've no qualifications to talk about WD-40, except that the can is blue and red and white.
Oh, logo game. I think it's yellow. I think
yellow.
It's blue, red and yellow. I think the text is yellow. This is horrific content for the listeners. Google WD-40.
Oh, it is. It's blue and yellow with a red lid.
There you go.
But there is white logo in there game as well. Whoa. Test of knowledge.
Nailed it. And we also had a comment from... can't find it. G Baby Pro on TikTok. Oh,
not just G Baby, G Baby Pro.
G Baby Pro, yeah. I wonder if there's a G Baby SE that's a cheaper alternative. What? She said, that's the best thing a guy has done during labour that I've heard.
Whoa.
That would make me so much more attracted to him than before.
That's the best thing.
There you go, gents. If you want him to spice things up, go around fixing some doors and your wife will be looking at you with puppy dog eyes.
There are probably better times to be shooting for that.
During labour.
To whip out your travel size version of WD-40.
She's going to love me for this.
Jordan, now it's time for our favourite segment that we've invented recently.
Have you got a jingle for it yet? Have you tightened it up?
No.
Nope.
Funny things your kids have said this week.
Nice.
Saved it there.
It sounded like a squeaky door that needs a bit of WD-40. This first one came from a friend of mine, Will, on Instagram, whose daughter was colouring in. And she gave him a crayon and said, Daddy, this crayon doesn't work. But it was a white crayon. How sweet is that?
Whoa.
Just drawing on a bit of paper, can't see it, and assumed it was broken. I know. Isn't that so sweet?
That's really sweet.
Another one that came from my kids. I absolutely love this because I just write it down every time. Or was it my kids? Or was it someone else's kids? Either way.
I don't know.
I wrote it down. We were at the zoo and a member of staff was in one of the enclosures cleaning up or putting food out, something. And one of the kids went, does that person work here or are they just crazy? Now, I imagine that there was no danger to the person and they did work there. But yeah, that was quite funny.
We actually went to the zoo.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Last week?
Oh, did you? Nice.
Yes. Twycross Sue, is it?
Twycross.
Twycross, that's the one.
Here's a little potential tip for parents. If you go to Twycross Zoo, you get the rest of the year free entry.
Exactly. That's what we are making use of at the moment.
We've done the same.
January and we've been back three times.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. But we came to the realization, I can't believe it's taken us four times to properly realize this. But our daughter doesn't really like animals.
Yeah,
she doesn't dislike them, but she'd rather go to Twycross Road to play on the playground.
She's indifferent to the animals.
Hour drive. I'm not sure if it's indifferent. She just loves playgrounds.
Just loves the soft
play. We have
play.
A playground around the corner from our house. It's not an hour's drive away, though.
The Gruffalo Trail, though, is very good.
I love that every time I go.
I like it. I like the Gruffalo Trail. What's your favourite animal to see at a zoo?
I love the tigers.
Mm.
I love the tigers, but I also am fascinated by like the gorillas.
Yeah,
like the
see,
big
I was
going to
say gorillas.
Yeah,
because you just know they would rip you apart.
I just enjoy that thought.
Yeah, and I just enjoy that thought behind very well protective glass.
Did you see that video where there was like people trapped in the gorilla enclosure?
Yeah, you see them, don't you?
And there was one on Facebook recently or Instagram, and like these two zoo workers got caught in there while they accidentally let the massive silverback gorilla back in.
Oh wow,
yeah, it was really tense. They got out.
What happened? Oh good.
There was one literally hiding behind a tree while others were trying to distract it. Oh yeah, petrifying.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess with a gorilla.
One job I wouldn't want.
Yeah, my 4-year-old asked why the flamingos only have one leg. I know. We're like, oh no, they're just standing up on one leg, and then like we all started doing it. But yeah, he thought they were one-legged creatures. Why do they stand like that?
Don't know. Cramp.
There's got to be a reason, hasn't there?
Oh, I imagine it's standing all day. It's pretty uncomfortable.
Cramp. Lactic acid build-up.
All right, Jordan. So I turned 30 in about 8 weeks.
Bring it on.
Maybe 7 weeks. I've not counted. And strangely, this is a very odd thing to want for my 30th birthday. I want to take Noah to Disneyland Paris.
Nice.
Yeah, it's very expensive, so I'm not sure if we'll be able to do it. However, it's made us instigate. We now have to go watch all the Disney movies so she can recognise some of the characters as we go through it. I didn't realise how scary some of them were.
Back in the day, they were brutal.
But even now, there's some like brutal ones. It is quite scary. But yeah, so we're making our way through the Disney movies. We're on Aladdin currently.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like Aladdin. That. Are you OG or are you Will Smith?
I didn't even think about the new one.
Oof.
Do you not have to enjoy the old one to watch the new one?
I think you should watch it first, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have to enjoy it. Like if you really don't like the storyline or the characters, then I wouldn't watch the next one.
Anyway, we're making our way through the Disney characters. Have you seen the trailer for the new Moana?
No, I haven't. But speaking of Disney and characters, when we were there, we went a few years ago, Moana had just come out. And you know when you can meet all the characters, there's like queues for hours.
Yeah.
There was nobody with Moana. And my wife was like, oh, I'm not bothered about Moana. It's one of the new ones. Now, obviously, we've got kids and they love it. And we like Moana as well. She says it's her biggest regret is that she never went and had a picture with Moana with no queue.
It's her biggest regret in life.
She said it's her biggest regret. I mean, she's made some good choices if that's her biggest regret.
When I went to Disneyland as a kid, I remember going to Disneyland. I must have been like 8 or something. And have you seen the thing where you get the signatures from the characters?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I remember doing that. I remember going to bed being distraught that I hadn't got like 5 of these characters' signatures. And then I remember waking up and my mum was like, something magic's happened. And she just signed.
Oh,
on behalf of
bless
all the
her.
Others. And I was young enough to believe it or gullible
believe
enough.
It.
And absolutely loved it. I was like, that's so magical.
That's hilarious.
And I remember I kept it for ages. It was like a little passport book with all these little fake signatures in. It's so weird, isn't it?
So yeah, they've announced that there's going to be, I don't think they've put a trailer out yet, but they've announced there's going to be a Moana 2.
Oh, is that it?
And they've released a picture of Moana. So what they have they've said is it's set 3 years on from the last one.
Yeah.
And so she was 16 in the first one. She's going to be 19 in this one. And it's set 3 years after the original. The reason I'm bringing this up is because, and I'm going to start doing this more often, the Facebook comments are hilarious.
Where are you finding these?
So it just came up on Facebook one day. I've been on Marketplace recently, so I've been on Facebook. And I saw this article, and honestly, people are just a bit miffed off with how she looks, how they've aged her, how they've aged this fictional character that isn't real.
3 years isn't that long, especially for...
No, so find, if you're bothered, find the picture.
Yeah, I've got it.
But here's a comment. So there's loads of people saying that she looks really old. Someone's put, she doesn't look any different. She's looking up into light and smiling wide-eyed in the first one and hunkered down, frowning in a shadow in the second. This explains the frown lines, the shadows, and the creases by her mouth. That's a really thought-out comment.
I'm confused as to why.
Honest, this is it. I'm thinking, why are people so bothered?
Is this just AI?
No.
Are these bots?
I think this is people.
Like, that's not even in response to a question, is it?
No.
That's just, here's my observations.
Yeah. This is just, Moana's been announced. It's going to be set 3 years on from the original. Here's one. OMG. They created her even uglier this time. I'm sick of these characters that are not even allowed to be pretty anymore. Well, no more. Be pretty no more. Because somebody will get offended again. Disney turning in his grave. What will they be doing with his company?
I mean, she looks the same.
So yeah, there's a few more that I've put in. Feel free to read out any that make you laugh.
What? I would love to support this, but cannot support Disney. Are we going down like a rabbit hole here? Of Disney, like...
I don't know. And there's no context or anything added to why they don't support Disney.
There's 5 likes, 5 people agree.
Just can't support Disney. this one. Honestly, in my opinion, I think they made her look a little old, like grandma-ish. But that's just my opinion. She still looks great.
She looks the same. So how does she look like a grandma? And this is from a still frame photo.
Of a cartoon, not even a photo, just like a render of an animation.
As the first comment so eloquently described. Here's one. Where do you find these comments? There is a very simple explanation for why she looks so different. Her lifestyle completely changed. Her people went from being a settlement on a single island to being ocean wanderers. Also, if she was late at puberty, she would not have finished growing by the first movie. They sound like conspiracy theorists, but without a conspiracy.
Honestly, there's no conspiracy. It's just a picture of a cartoon. The thought that's gone into some of these comments is hilarious. I enjoyed this one, which I can resonate with. I too lost my youthful looks in 3 years. Youthful looks, not useful. I too lost my youthful looks within 3 years.
Honestly, I think she looks the same. It's the other one's slightly higher quality because the technology's improved. Right? Am I missing something? Does she look like really old?
You are not missing anything. People are just weird.
Here's this comment. So did she have kids in those 3 years? Because that's why because that explained why they aged her that much. I mean, besides from the awkward writing.
Yeah, it sounds like we can't read in these, but some of the writing is awful. But honestly, it made me laugh. So expect to hear more of these on this podcast, because I just sat there giggling for a little while.
Laughing of, you know what? Facebook, I remember when I first found my way onto Facebook many years ago. I used to live for the Facebook drama.
Oh yeah.
And you see the big debates kicking off.
Me and my mate have started to do you know what it comes up with, like on this day 10 years ago?
Yeah.
We've just started to send each other like really cringe statuses that we would write. And a lot of them just make no sense whatsoever, or they're private jokes only the person that's liked the status would get. But some of them are so embarrassing from like 12 years ago. And do you remember when people used to write, like, they would say Jordan Piano and you'd write, is chilling at home? Like, you'd follow on, like, you'd put is or has.
Oh, yeah.
Is wondering.
That. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You write a status like, fancies a Chinese or something.
Honestly, I don't go on Facebook anymore, mainly because it's a part of my past that I want to ignore.
Someone has put, why does she look 30 years older, or am I seeing things?
Yes, you are seeing things.
Moana was so influenced by Maui, she became him. So yeah, that really tickled me, just how much thought and care had gone into pictures of Moana.
Oh, Jordan, now is probably a good time to have the opening question right at the end of our episode.
We both completely forgot about the opening question. So we were tagged in something on Instagram by Karen. And Karen tagged us in a video of a chap who had fallen asleep having his hair cut in the chair. And the barber just left him there. So this video is a time lapse, pretty much, of this guy asleep in the chair. People are coming and going. He was there for 3 hours. And the barber just thought, he obviously needs to sleep. I'll leave him there. And Karen has asked, where is the funniest or oddest place that we as new dads have ever fallen asleep?
Is he fallen asleep in public?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. There's a Next clearance, you know, the outlet store for Next.
I know it well.
Near us. And they sell chairs, comfy chairs, sofas.
No way.
And so I took... we went there. I was on paternity leave. I think this was with second baby. Could be wrong. And I thought, well, Leanne's shopping. I'll go take a seat. Just fell asleep in this comfy chair. And eventually woke up. Couldn't find Leanne in the shop anywhere. And I checked my phone. I got my phone out to give her a call. And I'd missed calls off her. Text saying, where are you? Like, capital letters. Where are you? Where have you gone? I'd been asleep for 20 minutes and she couldn't find me. So in this Next, it's three aisles, corridors, basically three sections that you can look up to the end of the store.
Yeah.
So she was checking and looking up, but because I was sat down, she couldn't see me. And I was just asleep with my feet on the wheels of the ram. So I went out and I thought, she's got to be at the car. 20 minutes. She was livid. And I was just conked out on the...
20
on the,
minutes.
Yeah, I was on a sofa that was for sale in Next.
I mean, I can't say I've fallen asleep, apart from the massage that I fell asleep in. That's probably the oddest place. I do now understand why parents fall asleep in the cinema.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
A little bit of dark.
A little bit of dark.
The movie noise is just like white noise now. Off you go. Yeah. Well, I've fallen asleep yet.
I've fallen asleep at church when I've been playing in the band. So I've just been sat down listening to the preach, and I've just heard... Do you know when you're asleep but you're aware of what's going on?
Yeah.
I just heard, the musicians are going to come back. And I just shot up, eyes open, up I went, just woken up from a nap. I don't know if that was before kids, you know. Maybe a uni.
At least you didn't wake yourself up with a big snore.
No. No, there was an old chap that used to fall asleep at every church service. And he used to tilt off his chair. And we all just used to wait to see if he'd fall off. A few times you'd see people like go grab him because he'd go and he'd wake himself up.
Do you reckon that's what he just went for? He was struggling to sleep at home, so he thought he'd just
sort of get some kip at church. Get a coffee and a biscuit and have a little bit of shut eye. So yeah, thank you, Karen, for tagging us in that. If you do want to send us your opening questions, the funny things your kids have said recently, or any stories, questions, please do at Parenting Tools Pod on Instagram and TikTok.
And have a great week, and we will see you soon.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.